The new refineries are being built with money from the federal government. The hope is to perfect a fuel source that A, doesn't come from food, and B, is much more efficient than corn-based ethanol. The problem is, it's hard to get at the sugars inside the plants. But the payback could be big. For every 1 unit of energy going in, cellulosic ethanol could spit out about 5 to 10 units of energy. Brian Davidson is with the Bioenergy Science Center. He says industry officials are hopeful, but he thinks these new refineries are just a first step.
They believe that those technologies will be more widely applicable, but I actually believe that we're going to need further technology improvements to go from these first few handful of plants, handful of biorefineries, to make them widespread.
Davidson says scientists still have not perfected ways to break down the plants in a cost-effective way. For the Environment Report, I'm Mark Brush.